Hey there, welcome to another Truth Talk. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Today we're going to be talking about no season is wasted. I want to have this honest conversation because especially now, everything can just feel heavy, it can feel messy, and we begin to think, how in the world can God use maybe the mess I've created or the things in my life for good? Before we get started, I wanted to read this review on iTunes for the podcast from nporter102012. And they wrote, "What an amazing podcast. It is so difficult these days to find real biblical truth. The world is yelling from all sides and we are bombarded with constant voices. There is information everywhere, yet our culture is starving for truth. Thank you, Jessica, for delivering right from the heart of our Heavenly Father." Thank you so much for leaving that review, nporter. I can't thank you guys enough for when you take the time to leave a review. It helps people just hear the truth. It spreads the truth. And really, I think we could use, like she said, a little more truth because there's a lot of information out there, but not a whole lot of biblical truth. So thank you for taking the time to leave a review today. Let's get started in this topic of no season is wasted. I wanted to just come on here, encourage your heart that Paul's life before he became Paul, when he was Saul and murdering Christians, that life served him as Paul. That season was not wasted. God used his power and authority, and then he put it into submission under Christ. Let's look at Moses. Moses grew up in a palace with Pharaoh. He was sent down a river in a basket because the king was coming to destroy all the firstborn sons. But his mom put him in that basket because God knew he needed somebody on the inside to release his people to be on the outside. Moses, growing up in with Pharaoh, he ended up leading God's people out of captivity, out of slavery. That season with Moses was not wasted, and that season in the wilderness with Moses was not wasted. After he murdered and killed somebody and ran away, God met him at that burning bush after murdering somebody. That shows us that our past can be used for good when we submit our hearts to the Father. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Him denying Jesus led him to this hunger for God. It led him to a hunger to preach the gospel. It almost just had this, he had this awakening in those moments that he denied Jesus. He goes on to lead 3,000 people into their salvation and into Christ at Pentecost. Nothing is wasted in the eyes of God. David was a shepherd of sheep before he became a shepherd of people. Now, see, the thing I want us to understand is we know these stories. We know that Esther, she was in the palace and she had to go through all of these, you know, beauty treatments and all of these things, and she could only see the king when she was summoned. So for her uncle Mordecai to say, now is the time to go before the king unsummoned, she knew there was a huge consequence. It was a 50-50 chance if she was going to live or she was going to die, because you don't go before the king unless you're summoned. But he reached out his scepter to her and listened to what she had to say. Esther was in the palace at a time to save her people. Again, nothing is wasted in the eyes of God. And I think that we need to remember that when things aren't good, it means great is coming. And I'm not here to make it fluffy. I'm not here to say, you know, to make it seem as though what you're going through isn't valid or isn't, you know, seen or heard. We can honor those things, but God is the author of good endings. He takes good to great. His endings only end in good. So if it's not good, it's not the end. Like I was saying earlier, is we have the whole picture. We know that David becomes a king. We know that he plays harp for the king that is trying to kill him. We know all those things, but if we take ourselves into that moment of when David was shepherding sheep out in the field with nobody, Can you imagine what it would feel like to be told that you would be king, but then you go back out to sheep? We have to put ourselves in those situations because that's what we are experiencing today. We don't know our story. And we'll often say that, you know, our hindsight was 20/20 and we can see God's hand moving. And I can see why we can see why this thing didn't happen, or, you know, this didn't occur like we thought it would, or we heard this no, or this relationship ended, or whatever it is, we can fill in that blank. And hindsight's always 20/20. And that's the same thing when we read the Bible, we know the ending, but in those moments and seasons when the people were writing prophetically from the Spirit of God, they didn't know the whole ending every single day of the thing of their lives. And being in those moments that felt so messy and so hard, they knew to submit to God. Even when we get ourselves in the mess, we are never too far from Him. So we have somebody that is basically sending their one of their best men out to the battlefield to die because David slept with his wife and now she's pregnant. Did God still use David? And that's a perfect example of even when we get ourselves in a mess, God can still use it. But it's our submission to Him to be able to say, I repent of this. And repentance is not a bad word. It's not a dirty word. Repentance it leads us to victory. One translation says that when we have godly sorrow, we should be upset about our sins, about the things that we make mistakes of. And that when we repent and we have godly sorrow, it actually leads us to victory. It leads us closer to Christ. It's this renewing of our mind. It's actually repentance is turning in a new direction. We live life. We have moments of life. And those moments become the words on a page. So every moment of your life is a word on a page. And I want you to think of it like this. And then those moments that become the words create the pages. So these moments add up to create pages. And these pages that we create chapters. And those chapters that are created become the seasons of our life. And those chapters, which are the seasons, create our book of life. I'm a writer and an author, so I love using kind of the book, the chapters, because it gives us this visual of every word you read in a book. Think of it as a moment in your life, day in and day out. And every time a page is turned, it's filled with moments. And then all of those pages that you continue to create in those moments become chapters, right? Because we have to end. There's seasons in our life, and those chapters signify specific seasons in our life that we've been able to learn and grow from. And those chapters create our book of life. When bad things happen, He's still God and He's still good. It doesn't mean that He causes every bad thing to happen or He wants every bad thing to happen. And I want us to understand this, is that we need to know our enemy and his tactics and what he does. He's the accuser. He comes around like a roaring lion, so he gets really loud. Know our enemy, but know God more. Know our enemy, but know God more. 2 Timothy 3:15-17 talks about how all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, reproof, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. His word equips us for every good work. So when we turn to the word of God, we can be trained, we can be equipped, we can be reproofed, we can be, you know, really just this building up of our faith. And it takes this tenderness with the Father in our repentance and in the things that we don't understand, because we're not called to understand the things of God, all of them. And I think when our rational brain tries to create reason for the impossible things that God does, we try to make excuses and we try to create scriptures that aren't there, or theories that aren't there, to maybe try to assist somebody in their pain. We just need to listen, speak the word of God over them, and not create our own philosophies so that we can comfort other people's pain and needs. We can love people well without compromising the gospel or doing things just to make somebody feel better. Friend, there is nothing in your life that God cannot use. No matter where you are right now, I want you to know that God sees you, knows you, created you, and you're not too far from Him. Scripture tells us that when we draw near to Him, He draws near to us. If you want to be encouraged today and feel equipped, read Psalm 91. It talks about, it has so many promises in 91 about when we are in His dwelling place, when we go under His wings and we continue to pursue Him regardless of what feels like is happening around us. It's our submission to Him that no season is wasted. I want to end with this question. What are you offering up to the Lord today in this season? What is your heart repenting from and turning into a new direction with when it comes with the Lord? No season is wasted. God is still good and God is still God. He hasn't left us. He's still on the throne. And we can be so encouraged knowing that truth. So until next time, just know that today, no matter how messy it feels or how much you feel like you messed up, it's always an opportunity in the eyes of God, because the enemy will make you feel like you're too far gone, it was too much, and too sin-filled for Jesus' blood. Thanks for listening to this episode of the What's the Truth podcast. I'm so glad that you're here, but I don't want to miss you being here. So make sure you subscribe to the What's the Truth podcast, and I'd love to hear what truth that you're standing on today by leaving a review. Until next time, come hang out with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle, where we can connect and continue to support and encourage each other on this journey to uncovering the lies that we believe to be true about our lives.